The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen again anytime, 24/7. Visit our podcast page at LarryMarino.com. Sunday morning, newsmakers, AM 870, The Answer.
Pete Peterson is the Dean and Braun Family Dean's Chair at Pepperdine School of Public Policy, and he joins us to talk about some of the events of the last 2 weeks. Good to have you on again. Good to talk with you.
Good to be with you, Larry.
So where do we start? Ideas that defunding police is one way to improve things. Walk us into this debate. I actually saw an editorial in the Register that actually said police department budgets are way over bloated, and they do take up most of the money, and their pensions are huge, and maybe there's something there. And then I think to myself, wait a second, if we saw the cops standing by as looters looted, it's only going to be worse if we defund them.
No, you're absolutely right, Larry. Unfortunately, with so many of these catchphrases that spring up during moments of crisis, they really are inadequate to understanding the complexities of the policy situation. You're absolutely right to point out that we may want to take a look at budgets as they relate to public safety. I think even those in public safety would agree that some of the issues related to pensions and benefit obligations are not only siphoning funds out of general fund budgets in cities around the state, but they're also making it more difficult to hire new members of the police force. So at least on the pension and benefit obligation side, I think there certainly is some room for looking at that part of the budget. But obviously, that's not the gist of that phrase. It's being said in a way that we need to eradicate, in some cases, some would argue, the police force through defunding them. And that obviously is ludicrous. When we look at the challenges brought on by some of the riots that have sprung out of the protests, when we look at crime data figures, I just saw a friend of mine talk about the increase in crime in New York City just in the last month. I mean, dramatic double-digit increases. These are data points that we all should be concerned with, and understanding that when these things happen to us personally, we call 911 and we expect a police officer to be there.
Yeah, so we do. Now, we're going to jump around quickly here because there's so much. All right, the debate between putting down your knee in solidarity or putting down your knee to these protests like you're giving in and that they're dominating you. Take on that story. Yeah.
No, that's obviously, again, another one of those issues that that demands a little bit of nuance and understanding. I think it's very fair to say that in some of these protests, there's been a demand made of police officers who are there to protect the peace to put their knee down in order to, for lack of a better term, submit to the demands of the protesters. I think we should all agree that those kinds of demands are ones that shouldn't be responded to. At the same time, we've seen police officers willingly bend their knee as a way of expressing partnership and support for the major themes of the protests, which at their best are highlighting some of the issues around the treatment of African Americans by law enforcement, and certainly the specifics of the horrific killing of George Floyd, which I think we can all agree is something that needs to be prosecuted and those involved brought to justice.
All right, now take on the concept of systemic racism, whether it exists or doesn't exist, whether the true statistics on crime and connection with the police really tell a very different story. How do you explore this?
Well, I tend to avoid discussing some of these issues as systemic, because I know, frankly, most of those who raise that issue are looking for fairly radical transformation of our governing institutions. If you look at the website for the organization Black Lives Matter, and I certainly do encourage all of your listeners to do this, that is not just a catchphrase. It's actually an organization called Black Lives Matter that's been very involved in some of these protests. And when you look at the major principles that they have as an organization, it's basically a grab bag of various left-wing causes and aspirations. That's not to say that racism isn't an issue in the United States. It obviously is. It is around the world. But at the same time, to think about that as systemic, again, would really demand looking at specific systems and specific issues.
Let's talk about some of the radical transformation ideas that you saw on their site. Give us examples.
So, for example, it's not just about Black Lives Matter. There's a whole section in there around transgender rights. They are leading the call for defunding police. There are obviously issues that they have around racism, not only in the police force, but in other parts of society that I think we might question. I think at the same time, what's not being discussed are issues around education, the inconvenient questions around family formation and the importance of the family in these issues. So it really is, as I said, kind of a grab bag of mostly left-wing aspirations and issues that they're supporting.
Pete Peterson is with us, Dean and Braun Family Dean's Chair. He is with us from Pepperdine's Policy Institute there. Now, let's talk about the media for a second, because the story is told very differently on a CNN and MSNBC than it is on a Fox News. Have you done any media watching, and what have you noticed about the story that has evolved, the narrative over the last 2 weeks?
I sure have, Larry. And there was actually, not often I say this, but there was a terrific piece in the New York Times just over the weekend, last weekend, by a writer there named Ben Smith, who analyzes the media, discussing the issue of that Senator Tom Cotton's editorial piece in the New York Times and how it was initially published, and then there was a tremendous backlash. Senator Cotton had promoted and supported the use of the military to gain order in some of these riotous situations. But the broader theme that Smith's piece points out is there's a younger generation of journalists that really do view their job, and this isn't just CNN, this is really across the board. I've heard from several journalists older journalists who've told me this, that they really see their job as not to report the facts of an issue, but to use their platform as a way of declaring and promoting issues of what they would describe to be social justice. And what can be left on the side is a nonpartisan view of journalism. And so I'm deeply disturbed by what I've seen, not only by the mainstream media, print and television, but also the stories that are coming out of newsrooms about how partisan journalism is becoming.
And give us an example of how that manifests itself in what we see related to the protests or the violence or the attitudes about President Trump. For one thing, my observation is that if you watch the CNNs and MSNBCs, they can't find anything the president has ever done that's right.
No, that's so right, Larry. And I mean, I just earlier got an email back from a friend of mine. I can't say who it is, but has been a longtime journalist, probably in his late 40s, early 50s, and told me the story about one of his friends who happens to be a journalist at another paper. And because he wasn't, even though this journalist happened to be not supportive of the president, but because he wasn't anti-Trump enough in his writings, he was investigated by his editor, generated by some of the younger members of the staff. And again, I think we really need to look at the generational issues here. There's such a virulent hatred of the president that it can't be enough just to be personally against the president while writing in a nonpartisan way. You have to use your platform again as a so-called journalist to input your own opinion. And obviously, so much of that opinion is against the president.
Yeah, just looking back at the COVID-19 stories, very little curiosity on the part of the left media as to where it originated. And if you even use the word China, they labeled that as being racist. You start right there and you go down the line to all these stories about the president's attempt to quell the violence here and the offers he made to big cities. And some rejected him and others didn't. And just this swirling hatred.
No, you're so right, Larry. And that point about China really is, it shows how damaging this can be to our understanding as citizens. We depend on the media to tell the true story in a nonpartisan way. We understand when we look at the opinion pages, we're going to see opinion. But when it comes to reporting, and that example you gave is so important about China's involvement in this and how those kinds of stories have been squelched because of the belief that the blame needs to be put solely at the president's feet, is making us unprepared as a country for some of these international relations challenges, specifically in this case with China, that we need to be prepared to understand and to know fully if we're going to respond to them in the future.
And add to that, as we've heard some say, maybe some of that hesitance to talk about China is the financial connections these news organizations have into these markets, which is just a scary issue if that is indeed the case. We're out of time. We'll have you back. Pete Peterson is dean and Braun Family Dean's Chair at the Public Policy Institute at Pepperdine. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us.
Always good to be with you, Larry.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Up next, the Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.